This is TechCrunch.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Amazon doubles down on Anthropic. I'm Imran Sheikh, and let's double down on today's Daily Crunch for Thursday, starting with three big headlines. So Google is rolling out an update that makes it easier for users to find personalized shopping results. The company announced this on Wednesday. This new feature allows users to rate different products in order to get style recommendations when shopping for apparel, shoes, and accessories. The update comes as Google continues to compete with companies like Amazon and Walmart, which have released AI-powered features to rival Google's shopping capabilities. When you search for something like, say, men's polo shirts on Google, you'll now see a new section labeled Style Recommendations, where you can rate options with a thumbs up or thumbs down. You can also use a Tinder-like swipe gesture to rate the products. Google had this to say about the feature in a blog post.
People shop on Google more than a billion times a day and see over 45 billion products in their results. No two shoppers are alike. And with that many options, we're focused on making it easy to find exactly what you like.
The new feature is rolling out to all U.S. shoppers using mobile browsers and the Google app. Google didn't say when or if it plans to expand the feature to more countries. LinkedIn is testing a new TikTok-like short-form video feed. The company confirmed this to TechCrunch on Wednesday. With this new test, LinkedIn joins a bunch of other popular apps that have launched their own short-form video feeds following TikTok's rise in popularity, including Instagram, YouTube, Snapchat, and Netflix. The feed was first spotted by Austin Null, a strategy director at an influencer agency called McKinney. Null posted a short demo on LinkedIn showcasing the new feed, which lives in the app's navigation bar in a new video tab. Once you tap on the new video button, you'll enter into a vertical feed of short videos that you can swipe through. You can like a video, leave a comment, or share it with others. Standard stuff. Now, the company didn't share details about how the feed determines which videos to show users. The new addition is similar to the vertical short-form video feeds you see in other apps, but while those feeds include a variety of content ranging from comedy to cooking videos, LinkedIn's feed is obviously focused on careers and professionalism. One would hope. Now, you've always been able to post videos on LinkedIn, but this new dedicated feed is designed to boost engagement and discovery on the platform by presenting bite-sized videos that people can quickly scroll through and hopefully not cringe over. Amazon invested a further $2.75 billion in growing AI power Anthropic on Wednesday, following through on the option it left open last September. The $1.25 billion it invested at the time must be producing results. Or perhaps they've realized that there are no other horses available to back. The September deal put $1.25 billion into the company in exchange for a minority stake and certain tit-for-tat agreements like Anthropic continuing to use AWS for its extensive computation needs. Amazon reportedly had until the end of the first quarter to decide whether to increase its investment to a maximum of $4 billion. And here we are just before the deadline, and the company has decided to throw in the maximum amount. Anthropic's AI models are one of very few that compete at the highest levels of capability, however you define that, yet are available at scale for enterprises to deploy internally or in user-facing applications. OpenAI's GPT series and Google's Gemini are the others up there, but upstarts like Mistral may soon threaten that fragile triumvirate. Lacking the capability to develop adequate models on their own for whatever reason, companies like Amazon and Microsoft have had to act vicariously through others, primarily OpenAI and Anthropic. The two have reaped immense benefits by allying with one or the other over these moneyed rivals, and as yet, have not seen many downsides. Speaking of not seeing many downsides, let's kick it over to producer Dennis for today's startup news in about 1 minute.
Hey, how's it going, Crunchers? Hate to be a buzzkill, but let's talk about retirement. And let's talk about startup New Retirement, the Mill Valley-based company building software to help people create financial retirement plans. New Retirement's direct-to-consumer products power financial planning for 70,000 users managing close to $100 billion in their own financial plans. Next, it's rare for a young up-and-coming musician to have access to advanced equipment other than a free app on their phone. And most adolescents can't afford it. Plus, for someone starting out, a synthesizer can be confusing to use. And that's where the $199 Blip Blocks comes in. An affordable, kid-friendly synthesizer designed for ages 3 and up. Now, Playtime Engineering, Blip Blocks' parent company, is ready to release its latest product, MyTrax, the new toy-like instrument that is essentially a groove box or electronic music production device, fully decked out with a drum machine, synthesizer, built-in microphone for audio sampling, and sequencer, all in one device. And did you know that wastewater from places like breweries and food processing plants can't be dumped down the drain? It's true, it has to be specially treated, a costly endeavor that often happens off-site. Enter Waste to save the day. The company offers these places an alternative. Treat the water on site and get some free energy to boot. The company's secret is electroactive microbes. And now it's no longer a secret.
And that's your Daily Crunch. Today's stories were reported by Devin Caldaway, Aisha Malik, and more beautiful, lovely TechCrunch journalists. We'll see you here tomorrow, same tech time, same Crunch channel. And until then, find us at TechCrunch.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.